Tēnā koutou katoa e te whānau, ko hini hoti rine tēnei e mihi ana, kia tātou i rungi te āhuatanga o tēnei pō. Ngā mihi whānau, welcome to Whiti Whiti Kōrero. We have a very exciting show this evening with three distinguished guests from Te Tai Tokiro. Now this evening we are discussing the up and coming local body elections. That's for Northland District Council, as well as Northland Regional Council. Now, hanga kuari a hau mō tēnei kaupapa, so looking forward to our guests really explaining to us why council decisions affect us and why it's important for us to be involved. Nō reira tuatahi, mihi atu aha ki a koe moko, ngā mihi, kia ora.
Kia ora, tēnā koe tuahine, tēnā koutou katoa kua hakarongo ko mātakitaki mai ki tēnei na, ko moko te pani a tōku ingoa. My mum is Te Rarawa. She's from Mitimiti in North Hokianga, and my dad is Ngāti Kahu ki Whangaroa, from Waihapa Marae, at the base of Maunga Taratara over on the east coast there. And I'm currently a Kaikoe Hokianga representative on the Far North District Council. Kia ora.
Kia ora, kia ora moko. And Rachel, kei a koe te wā. Kia ora, Rachel.
Kia ora, tēnā tātou katoa, ko Rachel Smith tokoinga, my whakapapa, from a long way back, hails back to Waimar. I live currently in Kirikiri with my whānau, and I'm also a Far North District Councillor alongside Councillor Tipania with the Far North District Council. Kia ora.
Kia ora, kia ora, ngā mihi. Anō, and kia koe tui.
Kia ora tātou katoa e rungi te kaupaupa o tēnei pō, e mihi ana kia koutou no te hau kāinga, kia koe hoki, taku tua kana he nui. Kia ora tātou, so I'm Tui Shortland and I'm Hini's younger sister, so most of you know that we are from Mototo and we also hail from Mangataipa, our whenua in Waihaha as well, Southern Bay of Islands. I live on our papakāinga at Te Rewarewa here in Whangarei. And I am running for the Te Raki seat, so keen on supporting whānau to vote and also a strategic way of, you know, coming together and talking about a good, better future for Tai Tokiro and how we can all work together. Kia ora.
Kia ora. Thank you all for the introductions. Of course, we've been given strict instructions. We're not here to promote our political campaigns, but we are absolutely involved in our communities and understand the reasons why this process benefits us. So I really want to take this time, whānau, you're all on the ground doing the mahi, and I really would like to get an explanation and a better understanding, firstly from you, moko, about the Māori wards. This is something new for us. Does Māori wards benefit us here? Are these changes for us, and particularly with Far North District Council, just to encourage our whānau? For so long, we've kind of taken the attitude, you know, we're not participating. How will Māori wards benefit us?
Oh, tēnā koe te tuahine. Thank you for that question. So yeah, I'm extremely passionate about Māori representation, specific Māori representation, and it's nothing new. The Māori electoral seats for our central government parliament, they came about in 1867 with the Māori Representation Act. So they've been around for 155 years. An extremely long time, and only now are we seeing that level of representation being made available for local government, which is really awesome. So here in the Far North, we got Māori wards over the line, of course, and that means that any people who are on the Māori electoral roll will now vote in the Māori ward. Those on the general roll will vote for our general wards. So that's in a nutshell how it works. The numbers come down to the percentages who are either on the Māori ward or on the Māori roll or on the general roll. So for us, that's about 33 or 34% of our total population are on the Māori roll. What that comes down to in terms of seat numbers is 4 Māori ward councillors and 6 general ward councillors, and then we'll also elect a mayor for our district. to make a table made up of 11. It's for the far north, of course, the Northern Regional Council. They also got, so for district and city councils, it's called a ward. For a regional council, it's called a constituency, or the different bloody terminology that we learn in this space.
Tūranga.
And for the tūranga, so for our regional council, they got a Māori constituency over the line called Te Raki. Our ward is called Ngātai o Tokerau for our Māori ward, and the Te Raki constituency will vote in two councillors to their table. So everyone who lives here in the far north, if you're on the Māori roll, you're going to vote for four Māori ward councillors, and you'll also vote for two Māori constituency councillors for the regional council. We also very, we're different here in the far north out of our northern council cousins, Whangarei and Kaipara, who also have got Māori wards over the line. Real big celebration. We're the first region in the country to get Māori wards across all four of our councils, and rightly so, because, you know, we protect our tonga, which is Waitangi, you know, where our bloody country started. So in our area, though, in our district, we also have a third layer of local government called community boards. At a community board level, the local electoral act doesn't allow us to put specific Māori representation, but everyone up here will also vote for a member to represent them on the community board. So those are our three layers of government, and that's how voting works. If you're on the general roll, you'll vote for the general wards or the general constituencies for our councils. But if you haven't enrolled to vote yet, I really push you to enrol, and your Māori descent, to enrol to the Māori roll. If all Māori were on our Māori electoral roll, our central government Māori seats would go from 7 to 14. Voting is so important, because your vote is your voice when it comes to deciding who sits at the table and who makes those decisions. And what I love about elections is, you know, for the past 2.5 years, it was us who were sitting in the seats who made those decisions and had all that power. But right now, the power is with the people, and their power is in their vote and who they vote for to represent them. Here in the far north, we only had a 47% voter turnout last time. Let's try and get it way up there, get everyone out, get everyone voting.
And was that 47% for Māori? Because if we only, as you said, Moko, there's 33% of Māori voting, eligible to vote, and being on the Māori role, and then 47% voting. Those numbers are pretty shocking when we're only coming up with, you know, four seats, guaranteed Māori seats is better than what we've had in the past, but we could potentially have 14. So are we in the communities? I'd like to ask you this question, Rachel, and if you're not sure, do hand it over. Are our communities understanding this? Are those of us who are putting, you know, then our names in the running to take these positions in council and represent the communities, is everyone working together to actually drive this mass voting from our different kāinga here in the north? Are we seeing that? Is that actually happening? Is it strategized? Who's making that happen?
Kia ora, Hine. It's a great pātai. I don't know entirely the answer to that. I think that any kaupapa, hey, we're all like to think that we're on the same waka, working for the same outcomes together, but I'm not sure that that's always the case. Yeah. I think civics is such a massive, complex beast, and it takes so much to understand how that works that I think it's just something that's really, really hard to engage in if you don't understand why that impacts you on the ground. I think that there is always more mahi to be done in order to get us all working together on that waka, getting us all engaged in that decision-making process. So
that's,
I think,
right.
But not enough.
That's right, Rachel. And just to ask, just to add to the, you know, our region's doing really well. As Moko mentioned, it's a timely and momentous period in our history. Mm. With having the Māori wards and a guaranteed four Māori seats. However, I'm not sure if they're called seats, tūranga, hiaha, raini. However, is the culture within our councils changing? Far North District Council, Māori, you know, we have not been treated very fairly for a long time. And I'm talking about the activities that the council's responsible for around rating, around planning, all of these sorts of things. Our relationship isn't that perfect in the past. Just because we're putting in place these Māori wards, is the whole culture changing? Is that is because that really needs to happen too, right? It won't be the responsibility of the new councillors to ensure that change. It has to come from the institution.
Absolutely, and I think that that will be one of the biggest challenges for our CEO going forward, is how he ensures that the capability and the competency of the culture of our organisation is fit for purpose. I'm a big believer that in order to change process, you have to work with process, hey? So what's really exciting about getting these Māori seats at the table is that that is, in my opinion, the best way to drive that cultural shift. I think it will stimulate conversations that are uncomfortable, but growth doesn't come from comfort, and we need to be getting uncomfortable in order to be able to make those changes and to see that. I don't think it will happen overnight, you know, nothing good happens overnight, but I do think that as long as our CEO picks up that challenge and works with it and pushes that culture down through the organisation, which at the leadership table is where it stems from, then I think that there's hope that we will see that shift in that next triennium as well. And in the scheme of things, 3 years isn't a long time for change.
Kia ora, Rachel. And to you, Tui, what's happening within Northland Regional Council? Same kind of question, just because we're looking to increase our representation. I know that Three Waters is a big take at the moment. What are your comments?
Yes, you know, the best scientists in the world have told us that the world needs to change, you know, from this industrial agricultural way, you know, this old economic model, to a climate resilient, climate stable, you know, more focused on biodiversity and water. And they have also recognised the role of Indigenous peoples in that transition and the wisdom that we can bring to the solutions that we need. And right now, everybody is struggling to think about how are we going to have this transition? How are we going to protect our current Māori economy moving forward? The next term of regional council, they will be deciding on the new freshwater management plan in the next term. So the new councillors will be voted in, will be making critical decisions around water, will also be making critical decisions around climate and biodiversity. And regional council has a role in economic development. And I think that, you know, they could have more support for Māori and, you know, and traditional livelihoods, you know, and taking part in industry that respects our traditional knowledge and that brings in te mana o te wai into the conversation. That all of our whānau, I hope, through this is our opportunity through this next few months, is to talk to all of our whānau in the north about what is critical to them at this time, and Three Waters is on everybody's minds. What does it mean for whānau? What does it mean for council? Who's doing what? And what does te mana o te wai involve in terms of the writing is on the wall? We have to include te mana o te wai, and what does that look like for Taitokero? So I'm excited because at this time, I feel like people who are leaning into, you know, encouraging people to be involved in this decision making are really open to this new phase of thinking, and we need to be inclusive around ideas. Kia ora, Hini.
Yeah, kia ora. And I like what you're saying. The responsibility of our Northland Regional Council is critical. Evolving, and us as Māori must ensure that we're a part of the decision making and leadership. So that's motivation for me to absolutely vote. Another interesting point is when our whānau, such as all of you, our guests tonight, are proposing or interested in strategizing to come into these positions, you're actually coming in not as a official hapu whānau as or iwi representative, you're doing it all yourselves. And I think that demonstrates a lot of commitment, individual commitment. So me mihi atu a hau ki a koutou katoa I rongi I tira. But just to kia haere tonu te kōrero e moko, when we go into these institutions as Māori, and many of us have seen it time and time again, particularly around our national politics, it's very exhausting. So how can we as the public support our whānau in these positions making change?
Oh, yeah. It is really hard. I mean, I went from being full-time into kura kaupapa Māori or kaikohe, a really comfortable space for me personally, into the Far North District Council, and, you know, a very different beast to kura, which I loved going to work every day and then being challenged in council quite a lot. But the wins you get, I mean, the positive benefits and outcomes you can get for people and for our community definitely make it worthwhile that discomfort. And like Councillor Smith was saying, you know, nothing good came out of being just comfortable. But making sure you've got your support crew. For anyone potentially thinking about standing, both the Regional Council and our District Council put these out, the candidate information handbooks that you can get from service centres or libraries, or it's available online. It's got all the rules. Making sure you've got your team behind you, your whānau who are there for when it's hard. I mean, before I decided to stand again, you know, you've got to talk to your whānau, because they're the ones who are going to be there when times get rough, and what you put out on social media is probably all the best times of it all, and the people who vote you in or the people at home don't see all of those times that make you have to dye your hair. But yeah, definitely having your support crew. And as Māori, I mean, we're collective people, so we know all about, when we look at whānau, marae, hapu, iwi, when you get voted in, of course, you're representing those people at the decision-making table and making decisions that are going to affect their lives. So if you do everything like my nana says, and with tika, pono and aroha, then you can't go wrong. And that's one of our pepeha over in the North Hokianga.
Kia ora, kia ora moko. And of course, we're wanting to see that tikanga transmitted and seen in practice within the district council and regional council's activities and policies. Also, as a community here in Te Taitokiro, we're a wide area, some would say from, I suppose, let's look at the not the boundary lines in terms of hapu boundaries, but council boundaries, districts, regions, and you know, sometimes as whānau we might get ideas. Some of the people listening thinking, oh geez, actually I'd be keen to give it a go. Absolutely. Rachel, do we need, as Māori, need to actually plan and sit down together and develop a strategy and say, actually whānau, we'll all get behind this tangata first, because they're ready to go, and who wants to support, and maybe this one, and so we're not e whakataetae ana, so we're not competing and we're very strategic. Is that happening in the North? Who's talking to who?
Great question. I think in the Far North in particular, we're in a bit of a different situation because we've changed our voting system for this election. So our voting system for this election is what we call the single transferable vote. And I think Moko once said to me that that's about not having to put all of your eggs in one basket, so to speak. So it's being able to have options and to back all of the people that you want to see around the table, not just the singular. So I think that changes a little bit in terms of the strategizing. I know that there have been some really good kōrero happening already in terms of people who are interested in standing and trying to gauge out who's standing and whether or not they want to be up against them, so to speak. But I think that there's also a great opportunity to be working collectively and collaboratively to support as many of those amazing people to the table that we possibly can. I think that I'm not sure in terms of the conversations that are happening around Northland Regional Council, but I know that we have some incredible mana wahine across Te Taitokoro, for example, who are looking to activate and are supporting and strategizing with those people that they want to see at the table. So my advice would be to just look to the people that you look up to anyway on any given day and talk to them about whether or not this is something that could work for you and that they could help you strategize with.
Kia ora. Some of our questions, thank you, Rachel. Some of our comments are coming over tonight. Mahi and Nathan, all Māori should go onto the Māori role as of right, and the option to switch to the general or non-Māori role should be removed now. Ngā mihi ki a koe, Mahia. Flick Foy, the next regional policy statement must be whanaunga nā tōkoutou hoa, Felicity. The next regional policy statement and the new spatial plan that will be led at a regional led with a huge next step for Northland. Also, regional transport planning for such a fast-growing region is significant. Absolutely. Tui, hea ho o pātou mō tērā, hea ho o whakautu mō tērā. Auckland is heading north. What do you think about that in terms of transport, access, management, the management of the development of our region?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have a good point.
Our tikanga Māori is present and within all of that.
He whakaro pai ina. So, and kia ora Flick Foy. Yes, so the regional council is mandated to make these major decisions around transport and infrastructure is often something that is focused on during times of potential recession, times of when there's high food prices and high petrol prices and high rentals, that you're potentially coming into a space of zero growth over two quarters. And so often people will lean into traditionally into building roads and things like that. And we know that there are issues with supply chain as well, we really want to be thinking about how we're serving our our Māori communities in this, and our direction again internationally from the best scientists in the world are saying we need to invest in rural communities, we need better infrastructure. It's great to hear that from the whānau the issues are coming up. We know that they are issues for us in the north, and I believe that not one councillor, not one person will be bringing the answer, that all of us together, whether no matter where everything lies at the end of the year, that we have a big task ahead. And I think that we're very fortunate in the north to have so many people committed to it.
Yes, ka pai. I like that explanation. Thank you, Tui. And my feeling tonight is that we must take absolute advantage of our current situation that is a lot better than 3 years ago, right? 3 years, 4 years? What's the every 3 years? Three. So, of course, a lot of mahi has been done through the hard work that many of us don't see. But again, the message is to all of us viewers tuned in tonight to get active. We can't moan about things if we're not voting. Some of the whakaro we know of our wider whānau is, I don't believe in the process, therefore I'm not going to vote. Well, we all know our tupuna actively participated in Te Tiriti o Waitangi and the mandating of that, so that attitude never ceases. We get in there. So aku mihi katoa ki a koutou. Any final words, Moko?
Oh, just whānau, just make sure that you're enrolled to vote. Your vote is your mana on the line for who's going to represent you in these spaces. So enroll to vote. Make sure you've got your details right so that when it comes around to the 8th of September, which is the end of the voting period, you've actually submitted your vote for who you want to represent you on our councils. It's so important because the decisions that we'll be able to make are going to be life-changing for our whanaunga and for our mokopuna. So, enroll to vote. Make sure you vote.
Yeah. Definitely. And thank you, Moko. Rachel?
Kia ora. Just to say, for anybody who's even slightly interested or thinking about standing for council, nominations open on the 15th of July. So that's next Friday. If you're interested in understanding more about what council does, I know that both Northland Regional Council and Far North District Council live stream their meetings through their YouTube channels. A really good opportunity to just jump on and watch the action happening and to understand how that happens, or reach out to your local representative and just have a yarn and talk to them about what it's about. But don't be shy, you know, get amongst, get out there and just back yourself.
Thank you, Rachel. Definitely. YouTube, see what's happening. Great way to stay in touch. Kia ora Rachel. And Tui, yaha o kōrero, he kōrero anō, tau mo te iwi whānui.
I just want to support, you know, the issue of getting out to vote. And this council one's a bit of a tough one because it's a postal vote. And sometimes, you know, it ends up on the top of the fridge and doesn't get posted or even opened. Or our address, you know, we move quite a bit sometimes as whānau, and our address isn't, you know, we don't get it in the mail. So I want people to know that if you're in that situation, you can still go into your council and you can still make a special vote, even if you didn't get it. Yeah, that one there. If you're thinking about running, this is the time to diversify, you know, to change the face of government politics and really lean in, have a look at the long-term plan of the councils, because that is sort of where they're setting their targets and things like that. And let's just really enjoy the road ahead and keep having these times that we can share as well. Kia ora.
Kia ora tui. Nō reira e te whānau, he papai rawa tū ngā kōrero, huri rauna e te tepu i te pō nei, hoi anō ko te tino kōrero kia ū, kia maia, kia manawanui, kia pōtihia, ne? Kia pōtihia. Nō reira, thank you everyone for joining us this evening on Whiti Whiti. We're live on Te Hiku Media every Thursday. I'm Hini Hōtirini, talking about all the take o te wā, specially focused on us here in the kāinga of Te Tai Tokiro. I can feel really exciting times ahead of us, but we must participate and we must vote. Otherwise, kaua tātou e maharahara mo te hore noa. Nō reira, e te iwi ngā mihi katoa, kia tātou pōmarie.